God, everybody is really excited about this. Take your kid to school in a Lamborghini contest that we're doing. The texts have been unbelievable with people like entering their kids to be part of this. We're going to do it tomorrow. So today will be the last day to enter through 95500. Standard text and data rates do apply.
It's like all anybody's texting us about lately.
We couldn't have picked a better vehicle because it's just pop culture right now. I mean, every rap song, every video, it's the Lambo is what all the kids are excited about. I remember when I was a kid, everybody wanted to look at a Porsche. Now I don't think anyone ever talks about Porsche. It's not referred to.
Yesterday, I didn't encounter a Lambo, but I encountered a new Corvette, those are cool cars.
Yeah, they're nice.
And I parked next to it as I was trying to run in and pick up a thing that Chelsea had me grab from a store for her, like an order that she had. And I ended up opening my car door and I dinged the side of the car. And I looked at the car and it did not look like anything was wrong with the car. Like, I swear to you, I didn't see any kind of a dent inside of it. Actually, what I did see was a little piece of, like, almost kind of like a little piece of the paint from their car on the side of my car. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't see any of my paint or a ding on there.
Okay.
And I did one of those whole things where you look around and you kind of like go around and you don't know what's going on because you're like, where is this person at? I walked inside of the store. And it happened to be the person who owned the store's car. And they said, nice car, huh? And I go, oh, man, I am so sorry. And he goes, no, don't worry about it. Everything's okay. He goes, you know, it's all right, you know. And I said, here, let's go outside. So we went outside and looked at it. He told me a story about what he does. And I don't know if anybody's ever done this before. But if he encounters somebody that's a total jerk, he will take that person's business card. And if he ever dings their car or does anything with it, he'll leave the business card with a note saying, hey, sorry, I hit your card.
Oh, my God. On
the guy's card.
Jeez, that's good. I never would have thought of that.
Yeah. So if you ever encounter like somebody that's like a total jerk and they've got business cards at all.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
You could try that whole thing out. Let's get to some of these people for this Lambo contest here. Jesse, are you there?
I'm here.
Jesse wants us to take his 8-year-old son, Joey, to school. Where does Joey go to school, Jesse? What school?
He goes to Carganor Elementary in Chesterfield.
And what's the story? Why are we wanting to take Joey to school? Is he a good passenger?
Oh, my goodness. So we travel all over the place, and every time he sees any kind of car, whether or not it's a Lambo, there's actually a blue one that drives around in our local area. And he actually had a stop and talk to the people to see if there's any way he can get a picture of it. Well, the guy was super nice and let him sit in the car and get a picture with this Lambo. But again, his dream is to drive in a Lambo. And my wife and I were talking about it, and he overheard it, and he's like, I mean,
he wants to enter this contest. That's cool.
Man,
as a dad, you'll do anything for your kids, right?
Absolutely.
Would you steal that man's blue Lambo for your child? Oh, good. All right. Good. I like that. I'd like to hear that out of you, Dad.
Didn't even pause.
That's a good one. Hold on 1 second. I'm convinced these kids love Lambos because they all are they're playing GTA and their parents are letting them play it.
Mm-hmm.
After yesterday's show, that's when I kind of realized with the Lambo was getting so much love. Fabian.
Hello.
How you doing? Who is it that you would like us to take to school in a Lambo?
I'd like to nominate my nephew, Adalberto Hernandez and Alyssa Hernandez.
Okay, and tell us about them. Why should they drive to school in a Lambo?
So they've been having a really rough year. So we actually lost two family members due to COVID. Lost our uncle and my brother, which is their dad.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
that's awful.
Dude,
I'm so sorry.
So sorry to hear that.
But my brother was a big car enthusiast. He was it's broken, I'll fix it, not a problem. So his kids are looking up to that a lot and want to be mechanics when they grow up and very interested in cars now, trying to learn
Fabian,
about cars now. So
I'm putting a star next to yours because this is a good one here. All right, so I want you to hang on for a second. We'll get all the information and again our prayers to you and your family on that. You're a good uncle. Are you kind of taking responsibilities as stepping up to help be kind of the man of the house now that, with your brother passed?
Yeah, actually, I'd be spending more time with the kids. They'd be staying over. I'd be trying to help them out with it, anything they need.
Awesome. That's cool. That's cool. Hey, buddy, hang on one second. Lisa, who's it that you want to go to school in a Lambo?
My nephew, Dominic.
And tell us about Dom.
Dominic is 12. He goes to Disney Elementary in Fraser. He's been dealing with epilepsy and cerebral palsy. So school has been really rough for him, and I think this would just be a big perk to boost his confidence. And he has run a charity for his community by collecting books and pajamas. It's called Dominic's Christmas Wish.
Oh, my gosh, so, sweet.
It's something he's very passionate about after facing homelessness at 3. So it's just something that would just boost him more than
give him a good morning. Yeah. Yeah.
And what a deserving little guy.
God, these calls are fantastic. These are awesome.
He just always wants to help people, and that's what he's been doing. And he's been doing this almost 10 years now. Wow. And it's something he does out of his pocket and through donations. And
I'm starring his too. Okay, so we're putting a note next to his. All right, where does he go to school?
He goes to Disney Elementary.
Disney Elementary. Wouldn't you love to have a school named Disney Elementary?
So I did
I didn't even know it existed until
he went there.
Work.
Yeah. I did I read to students there for March's Reading Month.
Is he named after Walt Disney?
Yes. And I thought, oh my gosh, did he like donate? And like, are there a school in every city? And I found out, no, just one year they had a contest for students to name the school. And they named it Walt Disney Elementary.
I love that.
That's pretty cool. They should be getting free trips down to Disney. Mm-hmm. Real quick, I want to grab Marky. Because Marky, what does your little sister call Lamborghinis?
When she was little, she always called them Shamagrinis.
Lamborghini is a tough one to pronounce.
She still calls it that. And every time we see, even if it's like a Corvette, or she's like, oh my gosh, was that a Shamagrini? I'm like, no. But every once in a while, we'll see one. She's like, that's a Shamagrini.
How old is she?
She's so excited. She's 10.
And what's her name?
Noelle.
Oh, that's cute. All right, hold on. You're entered in the contest, too. All right, so we'll grab more people later this morning, but you can text us at 95500. I want to throw out a huge thank you to Syed and everybody at Platinum Motor Cars in Birmingham, Michigan, for lending us their Lamborghinis. PMCDetroit.com for Platinum Motor Cars is their website. You can find them on Instagram at Platinum_MotorCars.